And so when the Lord spoke to Adam, to Eve about this seed of the woman, Eve understood that there would be a God-man. But then she made a mistake. When she and Adam got their first son in Genesis 4, she called him Cain, acquired with God. But literally, what she said is this. In Genesis 4 verse 1, you can read it. She called him, I'll just go back to my Bible just to make sure that I put it the right way. In Genesis 4, it says that man knew Eve, his wife, so that is the relationship between Adam and his wife, the sexual relationship also. They were married before God in chapter 2 already. And she conceived and bore Cain. She gave birth to Cain and said, I have acquired a man, Jehovah. The word with is not in the Hebrew text. It is, I have acquired a man, Jehovah. That was right. But there was one thing wrong. She identified this baby as the God-man of Genesis 3:15, that the seed of the woman, that implies the God-man. She was mistaken. And soon she realized when she got her second son, Abel, she called him Abel, that means vanity. She realized now by that time, it cannot come from us. It has to be from God. And that is how the Lord Jesus came. After 4,000 years of human history, when the Lord Jesus came, after all failure of the human race, the Lord Jesus came, the God-man, and he was born of a virgin. And then he was born in order to die on the cross. So we can trace that back throughout the Old Testament, how the Lord Jesus was predicted, not only in Genesis 3:15, is the seed of the woman, also with the story of Abraham and Isaac. We just quoted together before we started Genesis 22, God will provide. God provided a substitute for Isaac. God provided the sacrifice, and that is ultimately the Lord Jesus. That's already indicated in Genesis 22. And when you go to Genesis 49, I think it's about verse 10, he speaks about Shiloh. Shiloh means to whom it belongs. Shiloh would come from the tribe of Judah. Judah was the fourth son of Jacob, and from this tribe the Messiah would come. And so gradually through the Old Testament you see how God predicted what was going to happen. The Messiah would come, would be born of a woman, a virgin, not just a woman, a virgin. And so when that time was fulfilled, he came through Mary. Mary, the virgin that we find in Luke 1 and 2. And that's how the Messiah came. There were other scriptures that showed how the Messiah would come. It would be from the tribe of Judah, as I said, from the house of David, we find later. And then from the house of David, with the exception of one of David's descendants. And you find it in Jeremiah. And so when he came, it's all spelled out in Matthew 1, in the genealogy of the Messiah, in Luke 1, 3 also. But we can ask about that later. We can have more details about that later. So what's a dispensation? It's the word ages is used here. It's a period of time that God puts man to the test. God put Adam to the test in the Garden of Eden to keep it and to cultivate it, and Adam failed. Then what happened? Satan is very smart, as I said earlier. He thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to corrupt that human race so that the Messiah cannot come. So he introduced a plot in Genesis 6 to corrupt the human race. And it got so bad that God said in the days of Noah, that's it, 120 years, and then the flood will come, and everything will be wiped out from this earth. And you read Genesis 6, 7, 8, and you see how God said in Genesis 6 that he saw that the imaginations of everyone on this earth was always wicked, was wrong. They all the thoughts that they had were wrong. It's rebellion against God. And that showed, Genesis 6, that the earth was filled with violence and with wickedness. Satan is the father of the lie, and he's also the murderer from the beginning. And that we see in those early days, the descendants of Adam and Eve. They were killing each other in the days of Noah. You see, the first born, I mentioned earlier, Cain became the first murderer in this, on this earth. The murderer is really an indication of what the human race is, a race of murderers and also liars. Satan is the father of the lie, and he generated that generation of murderers and liars. But then God had a plan with Noah. He said to Noah, you're going to build the ark, and that's a tremendous project. And he built the ark, and in the ark, how many survived? Only 8 persons. You can find that in 1 Peter and 2 Peter. And you see how God made them survive. And that is how God started afresh. So Satan had succeeded to corrupt the human race to the point that if that would have continued on, the Messiah would not have been able to come. That's why it's said about Noah that he was pure in his generation. That means he was not affected by that plot of the enemy to corrupt the human race. And so from Noah and his family could come ultimately the Messiah. But then Satan had another plan. After Noah, in Genesis 9, or 10 actually, you see how he introduced idolatry. And in the Tower of Babel, we find idolatry. That was Satan's plot to counter God's plan, to lead the human race astray in idolatry. And that penetrated the whole human race. Even Abram's family, they were idol worshippers. Joshua 24 shows that Abram, when God called him, was an idol worshipper. And God called him from idolatry, and God said, I'm going to send you to the promised land. And when Abram arrived there, Abram acted in faith. He followed God's instructions. What did he find? The worst idolatry that you can imagine, the Canaanites. But Abram put his trust in God. And so what God did, he gave a promise to Abram. And as I said earlier, from Abram the Messiah would come. That is the promise God gave to Abram. And God had a plan for Abram's seed, that from his seed the Messiah would come, of course, through the virgin birth. But it is closely connected that in the Old Testament you see that the father is the progenitor. The father is leading to the next generation. But what we also saw, it had to come from a different source. The Messiah had to come from the woman who is a virgin, and that is that great mystery of godliness, that the great Creator God became a man on this earth. But he is descendant of Abram. And so God had a plan with Abram. He gave the law later under Moses. And all those elements that you find in the world to come, there will be no idolatry. In the world to come, there will be no possibility that Satan can seduce people. Satan will be bound in that time, the millennium. But the earth will be cultivated properly. Everything will be in God's, according to God's thoughts. There will be a rule, not the law of Moses, but there will be perfect rule and perfect reign by the Lord Jesus. So elements that we find here will be fulfilled in the millennium in perfection. Now, if you study this chart, you find here something happened. And we'll talk in detail more the next session about these 69 weeks and then the 70s week. So I'll skip that for now. That is God's time frame in connection with these dispensations. But then at the cross, God showed that man had been fully tested, and God did not expect anything from man, anything good. God had given 4,000 years of testing, and the result was that they rejected their own Messiah, and that the nations rejected the King of the universe. How terrible that was. So God could not expect anything good come from the human race. And that has not changed after 2,000 years. Don't think for one moment that now we are 2,000 years after the cross, that now all of a sudden the world can be improved. And there is, no, the world is under judgment.